With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says there's a whole lot of good for America in his signature spending and tax cut bill. Passed by Congress, it awaits his signature to become law.
Very simply, the one big beautiful bill would deliver the strongest border on earth, the strongest economy on earth, the strongest military on earth, and ensure the United States of America will remain the strongest country anywhere on this beautiful planet of ours.
Mr. Trump last night at the Iowa State Fair. Correspondent Kevin Frecking with a deeper dive into the details.
The bill will provide about $4.5 trillion in tax cuts over the next 10 years. It also boosts spending for the president's efforts to deport illegal immigrants and to boost national defense spending. On the other hand, it will also cut Medicaid and food SNAP spending to offset the impact on future deficits for the tax cuts.
The president plans to sign the bill at a White House ceremony later today as America celebrates its independence. It's estimated Russia fired 500 drones and missiles at Ukraine overnight. The Ukrainian capital, Kiev, was especially hard hit, more than 20 people injured. The latest barrage comes as President Trump prepares to talk with Ukrainian President Zelensky later today. Yesterday, Mr. Trump spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Authorities in Los Angeles say it was a huge stockpile of fireworks in a house. It triggered a powerful explosion and a raging fire. It heavily damaged several homes and injured two people, one of them seriously hurt, last night. More than 100 firefighters raced to the scene to battle the inferno. Wall Street is closed in honor of America's birthday. The market is taking a bit of a breather after climbing higher into record territory again yesterday. This is SRN News. A Washington State woman beats the YMCA.
Julie Jaman was taking a shower after using the pool at the Olympic Peninsula Y in Port Townsend when a man walked into the dressing room. Jaman complained to the staff, who promptly called the police on her and banned her from the facility for life. She sued, and now the city and the Y have agreed to pay $65,000 in damages and restore her access to the premises. Jaman was represented in court by the Center for American Liberty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed a measure. It would have required public libraries to keep books promoting the LGBT lifestyle away from small children. He also killed a bill that would have restricted funding for youth homeless shelters if they supported transgender or non-binary identities. Another measure vetoed by the governor would have restricted the kind of flags that can be flown in front of Ohio state government buildings, including public schools. SRN News. A historic find in Massachusetts. It documents the role Christianity played in ending the scourge of slavery in the U.S.
The long-lost document proclaims opposition to the practice by New England Baptist ministers. The nearly 180-year-old scroll is dated March 2, 1847, 14 years before the outbreak of the Civil War, signed by 116 New England ministers who said they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery. The document was considered lost forever after fruitless searches at Harvard and Brown universities and elsewhere. Found by a volunteer searching the American Baptist Archive, the issue of slavery would prompt some Southern Baptists to split from Northern Baptists and from the Southern Baptist Convention. George Williams reporting.
Wanted in Mexico on organized crime charges, famed Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. arrested in California. More details, SRNNews.com.